Here's the technical bottleneck that's costing teams real money right now. You've got a frontier image model sitting at the top of the leaderboard by a margin nobody's seen before. Agentic workflows burning hundreds of dollars in runaway sessions with zero visibility. And a knowledge architecture decision that most teams are getting fundamentally wrong. And all three of these are colliding at the same time. If you're building anything production grade in the next 90 days, today's briefing is directly relevant to your sprint planning. Let's get into it.
Let's start with GPT Image 2, because the benchmark number here is genuinely striking. On the LM Arena text-to-image leaderboard, which is a human preference ranking system, not a synthetic benchmark, GPT Image 2 is sitting at an ELO score of 1512. The next closest competitor, Gemini 2.0 Flash Image Preview, is at 1270. That's a 242-point gap. To put that in context, that's the largest single model jump observed on that benchmark. In the specific subcategory of text-to-image generation, the lead stretches to about 300 points. In image editing, it's over 100 points ahead of all competitors. So, what does that actually mean for your pipeline? Let me walk you through what held up in independent testing and what didn't, because this is where production decisions get made. On the positive side, multi-frame character consistency across 7 sequential frames tested exceptionally well, described as some of the best consistency ever seen. And that's meaningful because previously you needed a comfy UI plus ControlNet pipeline to pull that off reliably. Dense text rendering and infographic generation also performed well enough to potentially eliminate 2 or 3 post-processing stages. UI mockup generation, Windows 11 interfaces, YouTube homepages, TikTok layouts, came back with legible text and accurate layout reproduction. And critically, when you enable thinking mode, math accuracy is solid. The example tested, 18 times 24 plus 11 minus 5, rendered correctly as 438. Turn thinking mode off, and it gives you 413. That's not a minor edge case, that's a mode flag that changes your output correctness.
Now here's what failed, and this is where you need to build your validation pipeline before you commit to production. Object counting is broken. 7 cups requested, 8 cups delivered in 3 of 6 test panels. Hand anatomy distortion on product photography is a consistent failure mode. Spatial reasoning from floor plans. Google Image in 3 actually outperforms GPT Image 2 on that specific task. Age regression got hair color wrong. And any factually grounded biological content, the test used 9 endemic Borneo frog species, was completely hallucinated.
The second pattern is synthesize at query, a structured SQL approach. Every document chunk goes into a database as a row. Synthesis happens at query time. This is the right call for team environments, multi-agent workflows, more than 10,000 documents, or high-velocity operational data like Slack threads, support tickets, or CRM records. Ingest cost at 10,000 entries is roughly $3 at Haiku pricing. Query cost for complex synthesis across 15 facts runs 3,000 to 8,000 tokens per query. At 1,000 queries per month, that's under $25 at Sonnet pricing. The organizational advantage here is structural. Contradictions survive as adjacent rows. A 12-week engineering estimate and an 8-week sales commitment both exist as queryable facts. They don't get silently averaged to 10 weeks. The third pattern, and this is the recommended architecture for most teams, combines both. SQL is your authoritative write layer. A compilation agent runs daily or weekly, generating read-only wiki pages from the SQL source of truth. The key property, wiki drift is architecturally impossible because the pages are regenerated from the database on schedule. Fix a source row, trigger a regeneration, contradiction resolved. Total system cost for a 1,000-entry corpus with 500 queries per month and daily compilation runs roughly $12 to $35 per month depending on model selection. The decision is actually pretty clean. Solo researcher, under 5,000 documents, no team, go wiki, 30-minute setup, near zero ongoing cost. Team environment, multi-agent workflows or operational data, go SQL, 2 to 4 hour setup, $12 to $35 per month total. Need both query precision and human browsable synthesis? Go hybrid. 4 to 8 hour setup, $12 to $35 per month total. Let's close with the observability problem, because this is the one that's causing immediate unbudgeted cost events right now. A single runaway agent session at Claude 3.5 Sonnet pricing can consume between $50 and $500 before hitting timeout limits. That's 10 to 100 times the expected token budget. For any operator running 50 or more LLM calls per session, the cost of ignoring observability infrastructure now exceeds the cost of implementing it. The minimum viable stack, hard token budget limits per session. I'd recommend 3 to 5 times your expected session budget as a circuit breaker. Helicone Proxy for request logging, free up to 100,000 requests per month. For full agent trace observability, Langsmith Developer is $39 per month up to 5,000 traces. Langsmith Plus is $299 per month for unlimited. Reasonable total production observability stack for a mid-scale team, $300 to $500 per month. That's not optional infrastructure. That's the cost of knowing what your agents are doing. More importantly, the single highest ROI optimization available to you right now, independent of everything else, is tiered model routing. Use Haiku for classification and triage. Use Sonnet only for synthesis and drafting. That alone yields a 60 to 70% LLM cost reduction versus routing everything to a frontier model. Stack that with Anthropic's Message Batches API for a 50% discount on async workloads and add prompt caching, 30 cents per million tokens cached versus $3 uncached, and your total optimization potential reaches 65 to 80% cost reduction versus an unoptimized single model synchronous implementation. That's not a marginal improvement. That's the difference between a profitable agent product and one that bleeds money at scale. Your sprint goal for this week is three things. First, run a 10-task internal benchmark on your current image generation pipeline against GPT Image 2 and build the 4-check validation layer before you touch production. Second, audit your knowledge architecture against the decision matrix. If you're a team running multi-agent workflows on a wiki pattern, you have a production risk you need to address this sprint. Third, get Helicone or equivalent observability in front of your agent sessions before your next high-volume deployment. No more flying blind on token consumption. That's your build briefing for today. Thanks for spending this time with me. I know your attention is your most limited resource, and I don't take that lightly. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core briefing for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.